Well, hello there. This is the Danger of the Rockstar, and this is the High Probability Watch List for the New World Order. And, we're going to be talking about the week coming up here, June 27th, the last week of June. And if you've been living in a cave, then you might have missed the news that the EU and the United Kingdom have settled on a divorce. The Brexit has passed, and the UK now is about to invoke Article 50, which gives them the legal process of leaving the European bloc. Now, the market was not expecting this. Right now, I'm looking at the markets, and we're off the lows. The Dow is down 500. The S&P is only down 62. The Nasdaq's down 172. At one point, last night we were down to 2,000. We bounced off the 2,000 mark. We've bounced up here overnight. 9:30 we opened up and we kind of ran higher. But look what we ran up to. We ran right up to this trend line. This trend line has been here for a while, and it was a good retracement trend line. Look at how we came up to this one. Very hard to see, but because I leave my trend lines here on here and I extend them, we came right up to that level. Also was a support level, and we bounced off of it. So the fact is, the market here, acting like a market, you know, technically speaking, it did move up to an area of recent interest, a support resistance level, and a trend line, and we pulled back off of that. The million-dollar question is, what happens next with the markets? Now, I just added to my VIX. The VIX, I think, is the way to go right now. It doesn't seem to have really caught fire yet. I want to show you some of the charts. I just added to it. The VIX is up at 16.46. I've been buying it over the last couple of weeks, just in case, you know, just in case something like this happens. And as you can see, we're pushing a little bit higher, but the market hasn't taken out the lows yet. So we're showing good strength in the VIX. Volatility is definitely moving higher. I just think it's a good trade to have. Because is it going to be one and done? You know, is it, all right, the Brexit is over, the markets are going to absorb that, and then we're going to start moving back up? No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, this needs to, there's a lot of things going on here. We have the Cameron resigning. So we have the, we have that going on. There's a lot of stuff happening. I'm trying to follow it as much as I can. And being on a Friday and working on the stock list, I did pick up a couple things today. We did pick up some Verizon, which I wanted to do, just on the pullback. It actually did bounce early today. We are actually up over it almost. How much were we up on it? You know, not a dollar, but we were up. And then it's pulled back down since then. But I still think Verizon is going to be one of your best bets going forward, even in the face of what's going on here. This is definitely going to put a halt to our Fed raising rates here in the near future. So that's a positive sometimes on the stocks. But the overall uncertainty of the whole situation is causing the volatility in the fear index to move, and that's what this measures, the VIX. So we're going to focus on that. We're going to focus on a couple of stocks, and we're going to let this play out a couple of days, and then we're going to have to honestly, circle the wagons here and just pick the best of the best. You want to have your best foot forward. You want to have your best opportunities. So we're going to try to do that until the market kind of settles in, because even at this point, seeing the moves, you can't really look at technicals as much as you did when the market's kind of in a normal way, you know, especially the Rambot and the Tradometer. You're going to get bigger moves. I mean, this thing's moving from 62 to 42. Last night we were moving 10-point moves, 20-point moves in 5-10 minutes. It was wild. Now, you know, everyone's wondering what's next. What's going to happen next? Well, I'm going to go over a couple things here. First of all, let's just go over this. It's just kind of an update of what's happened. See if you could hear it in the background.
David Cameron announcing he will step down, saying the negotiations for a withdrawal from the European Union should be carried about by a new leader.
The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction. I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship over the coming weeks and months. But I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination.
Yeah, well, that was some of the thing. And you can see the market here pulling back right now. So instead of getting in front of this and not and trying to pick up too much on the long side, concentrate on the shorts. Well, the shorts are definitely going to go with the, you know, the tide right now, which is down. Again, I have to like the VIX here right now. The VIX is has the potential. Let's take a look at the VIX chart. Look back at the history of the VIX, too. Now, I'm talking about the VXX, which is the ETF that tracks the VIX. Now, you have different ones. You have the leveraged ones, the ETFs that, you know, you have the 2x, 3x leveraged VIX ETFs. You can deal with those. We're just going to be talking about the VIX normal, the ETF. And this is on the daily chart. And you can see back here, I think last August, September, we had a little spike in the VIX, and we spiked up to 30. Then we had, in February, March, we moved back up to 30. We've been trading down in that 14 range. We popped up to 16 right now. And this is a major event. This is a major event. We can mark these major events on the... Let me turn that down. We can mark these major events on the map here, on the chart. And you can see everything here, especially on the weekly here, starting to turn back up. We haven't seen the big move yet. But you can see where the VIX is actually trading at the highs. You know, do we get back up to 20? Yeah, I think we do. Do we get up to 30? Well, we'll see. You know, 18. I think you have more upside here on the VIX. So that's the go-to trade right now. A little protection right now, letting things settle in. Everything else is getting slammed right now. You can hear the market actually coming down and dropping off. The VIX here continue to spike higher. I think I'm going to add a little bit more VIX to the party. Even Verizon here pulling back. But Verizon again, let's take a look at a Verizon chart. And we don't know what the next, you know, who's the next country. Is there going to be another country that's going to step up? Now look at Verizon's. It's kind of interesting here. Because we did spike higher. You know, we spiked higher than reverse, and now we're at the low. So this is a big reversal candle. Typically, I would say this is a short setup right here. You know, we're overextended. But as the best of the best stocks, and if you wanted to take a long, or you wanted to get long thinking that the market might bounce and recover from this, you know, you want to be in strong stocks. I think Verizon has a good history, has a dividend. I have my first position in that now. And we'll, you know, that's what we're looking at right now on that one. So now we're going to take a look at another stock. Come right back down to that VIX here. Continuing. Eli Lilly actually showed some great strength. And I want to focus on that one for a second. This one out of the gate here reversed. And we have a nice reversal candle in this. Big volume. After all said and done, looks like a, you know, possible divergence here also. Very slight divergence with the lower low. But the candle, the volume, the way this is hanging in there compared to some of the other drug stocks, this one's actually performing really well. We did add to this early this week or late last week here in the calls. So I'm kind of happy with this. I'm happy with the reaction of it. We're up on it. It looks pretty good. And then we actually starting to see CVS here move up a little today. It's actually reversed and kind of closing that gap. And these, of course, all fall into that same category of as great, great companies. Going back to Eli Lilly, because I did get a question. I didn't answer it in the room, but someone was mentioning to be my target on Eli Lilly. I didn't have a chart on it. Well, we were looking at this as a divergence here. We're looking for this to break out of this channel and push back up through 75, back up to the 200 period moving average. You know, the drug stocks have been pressured, and I think that has a lot to do with healthcare reform and the issue and everything, all the focus on our election, you know, our election going forward. But overall, this is actually a pretty good chart, and I would expect this breakout, you know, eventually to happen. This seems to be showing good relative strength, especially today. So a breakout of this, we always talk about how far you want to take it. Well, in this case, you haven't broken through that 200 period moving average trend line. We haven't rotated back up, but each rotation up has been met with some selling. So I would, you know, concern myself with that rotation. Does the price end up here at 78, 79, 76 by the time that rotation heads up? And at that point, you have to, you know, that's where you have to consider taking your short-term trade off the table. But right now, Eli Lilly has a lot of, you know, it does look good. A stop underneath the recent low would be a good trade because of the strength today and the volume today. So that would technically be the place you'd put your stop at 71 and change. And again, measure out your profit with your daily rotation. Now Verizon here, also kind of a triple bottom. Eli Lilly, the VIX, those three. Now, there was also some other stocks that we're going to be focused on. And our window, or our stock, our group of stocks, our focus list is going to be much smaller going into next week. Carnival Cruise Lines has been a nice one. And this actually was a nice divergent setup. It broke back down and kind of took out the lows. And we talked about that today being an opportunity because we opened up very close to this lower trend line. There's a little lower trend line here. You can see it on the 60 right here. Let me even get rid of this. We bounced right off of it. So I do like the Carnival. So we come back, we continue to focus on the VIX, and another reason is, everyone's going to start talking about is there going to be any more of these exits from the EU? And there's definitely countries out there that would like to do this, and they're going to use this opportunity to bolster their... arguments for leaving the EU also. We'll probably have to dig into that a little bit more. There's going to be negotiations on how this whole thing is going to play out, and they're thinking that's going to, squash some of the economic growth in the UK, at least. There's billions of dollars already invested in the UK and invested broadly by British entities. It could be in limbo as London rushes to negotiate the new non-EU trade deals with key partners, which has to be done.
We've looked at this as a downside target.
There's also U.S. billions, if not trillions, of dollars could be called into question by the British exit in 2014. American direct investment into the EU totaled about 1.81 trillion euros. It's about 1.99 trillion euros.
Biggest underperformance year to date.
Flowed in the opposite direction, according to European Commission. Even if a single, even if a small percentage of that was disrupted, it could affect global markets.
Not as bad. You're probably talking about 5-6% down in U.S. dollar terms. So, I think on one hand we've seen a big move down already.
There is a lot of things going on here, and if you think this is just it, and it's going to be back to normal next week, then the VIX is not going to be for you. If you think this is going to kind of bleed a little bit more, and there's going to be, there's always going to be people trying to manipulate this market. There's going to be rumors and people talking about new exits out of the EU, and this is just going to cause some issues, Honestly, we're looking at a trade in the market. Do you think the market's going back up on this? If it is, quality names which should rise with the market. But if you don't, if you think there's something else out there, which I think there is, I think, just an opportunity out there for market traders to manipulate this, to focus on things, to put fear in the market. Well, the VIX, which, as you can see, rising right here, is only at 16. This has a history of getting up there. And I'm talking about getting up there.
Under that much pressure, let's see what happens when we get down to 100.
You know, our last
is actually pushing it forward.
Move up here was in February. We're up to 30. That's a double. Back in September, it was up to 30. 36, 40. Back here, October 2014, it's up to 44. Now, I don't probably expect it to get down, back up there. The pricing on this is different to rebalancing, but I definitely see it moving up here. You know, so anything, you know, $19, $20, it just seems like, you know, this could lead to something else. If there's news on Monday of someone else, you know, this could gap up. This could be at $20. I think that's how it's going to be. You know, I think we're going to have a gap up on the VIX, maybe a gap down in the markets on Monday. This will really come out ahead, and we're going to be there. So, you know, it's important for me to get this video out actually early today and just concentrate on that VIX and then follow up with a better video once things start to settle in here.